Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, broadcasting live from gorgeous downtown Burbank, where we have gone from 5 degrees all the way up to a balmy 45. What a difference a day can make. The sun's shining, the snow is just gleaming as it is melting into a slush around the city, and people are out and about, and I am just absolutely thrilled to be here. And this is going to be an open mic day. My guest who was scheduled, Dr. Diane Pomerantz, her mother died. And so she is at the funeral today in California, and we will be rebooking her. She is a person that's very much involved with animals. We were going to be talking about pets today. We can talk about pets anyway. But she is just a special lady because she's especially involved with pet adoption. So we'll be having her on next month, and obviously the rescheduling will be put in my newsletter, and you will be made aware of it. But in the meanwhile, this is an open mic day, so you can call in at any time during this hour and chat with me directly if you so desire. And here are the toll-free telephone numbers for you to call in to. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And those of you around the world, also in the U.S., you can call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, again, this is for the entire hour, so feel free to call in whenever you like. And if you're a first-time listener, all you need to do is when you call in, give me your first name or your initial after that. Let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. Now, in preparation for today's show, there are so many different points of detail and information that has come to my attention. But I thought I would share with you right off the bat a quote that I really liked. And it's by Tyler Perry, who came from a very, very abusive background. He said, "When you haven't forgiven those who've hurt you, you turn your back against your future. When you do forgive, you start walking forward." Let me repeat that. When you haven't forgiven those who've hurt you, you turn your back against your future. When you do forgive, you start walking forward. Now, he's very much involved in movies and doing plays, and this is a man who became aware of this and decided that this was going to be a message he wanted to give out on one level or another in everything that he did. And I think it's a good message. So many times we will get stuck when we're maybe in a relationship that's not too hot, and it could be with a parent, a sibling, it can be with just about anybody or anything. And we latch onto it like it's Velcro. And we just are so intertwined with it, we don't know how to let it go. We don't know what to do with it. It's just our story, and we wear it like a badge. If you really want to be free as an individual, you're not going to want to wear your misery and your suffering like a badge of honor. Martyrdom never works. It really doesn't. And to be perfectly frank, every martyr I've ever known has always been dead. So you want to live life. And what you want to do is understand. You learn from experience and just recognize that you don't have to own that experience for the rest of your life. You take what is of value from it, and then you move on. And you move on because you want to build your life, write your own script, and live your life the way it is most important to you. And I think that that is so very, very important. It's too easy to get stuck in stuff. And I just have so many wonderful, wonderful emails that have been sent by so many of you. And some of the stories I'm going to be sharing, in fact, I wanted to share something with you from Wally Amos. And yes, you know all about the famous Amos and his chocolate chip cookies. Well, Wally's had his ups and downs in life, but he put out a book called Be Positive, and I'm going to have Wally on sometime in the future to talk about this book. But I was sent an email by him, and I thought I would share this wonderful story with you. He said, Victoria, a 9-year-old third grader in Boynton Beach, Florida, ordered a copy of his book, Be Positive, because she was very, very distraught over her mother's sudden death of a heart attack. And Wally, he was very impressed that a 9-year-old would order his book. So he not only responded to her because of the order, but he sent her a bag of cookies and a copy of the Chip and Cookie book, No More Chocolate Chips. He's also a children's book author. Now, he was able to get the father's email, and he emailed her dad, inviting them to a lecture he was given at Boca Raton YMCA. Instead, the YMCA said to Wally, why don't you visit her class, which he did. And the email that Wally shared with me is a thank you from the father. And Wally said, in addition to having my heart genuinely touched by meeting 9-year-old Victoria and her classmates, I also gained some media exposure on television and in the newspaper, and you never know what joy you can bring into the life of another human being. There are big dividends when you follow your heart and act to serve others. Now, this is the email that was sent to Wally Amos, who, by the way, is just the nicest person you'd ever want to meet. He said, Dear Mr. Wally Amos, God granted my wish when you, Wally Amos, came to Victoria's school last Tuesday. She is a changed little girl, and Wally, you touched her dramatically. She is now smiling, and it appears her spirits are back to normal as best as they possibly can get at this time. I can't thank you enough, Wally, for being there for my little girl, Victoria. I know my wife and her mommy will be proud of you, too, and also got me big points with my little girl. Dad came through for her, and so did you. You are the talk of the town, and everyone appreciated what you did. You are a special man, her angel from heaven. We will cherish and remember that day for the rest of our lives. You are an inspiration to children, and I know you touched all the children with the good grace of your message. Be positive and never be afraid to try something. I wish you all the happiness in the world and continued success. Now, in this email that Wally sent to me, he said, remember that giving is receiving, and each of us has the power to make a difference in the lives of others. Please enjoy this story about Victoria, a gift to all of you. Live with aloha, Wally. And you can go to his website, chipandcookie.com. This is a man that has gone through so many ups and downs in life. He is a very clear reminder to me that until we have walked in somebody else's shoes, we don't know what they've gone through. And Wally's battled illnesses, he's battled the loss of a financial empire, he's gone through growing pains of building businesses all over again. I mean, this man has gone through a lot in his life. And this is something that he always tries to keep in front of himself, that life happens sometimes, but it's what you do with life that makes a difference. And what he did with this little girl made a difference, too. So just keep in mind, there's a lot of good people in this world, and you're one of them. And wherever you go, whatever you do does have an impact. A smile can have an impact. A gracious chat with someone can have an impact. You just never know. Take some time with someone that maybe needs that little bit of personalized attention. Sometimes people have individuals that pass out of their lives and they're very lonely and they're just coping day by day with their loss. Well, it doesn't make any difference whether they're male or female. Remember, thoughtfulness does make a difference. So I wanted to share that story because Wally really, really has firmly believed in this, and there's been so much that has turned around and blessed his life because of this interaction. The old saying, what goes around comes around, is real. It does work. Donna Siebel here. This is an open mic day. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat with me. Here are the phone numbers you can call into, toll free, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Got it there? Doesn't cost you a penny. And I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Talking about Wally and what he did, and having had a plastic surgeon on the show earlier this week, when I came across the story about Dr. Goff Williams, I really thought this is important because I know there are so many things that are wacky with the healthcare system and so many people that just do really strange things, and we'll come across stats about this not being good and that not being good and that the other not being good. Remember, there are good people that really do the very best that they can. And sometimes they do things in ways that nobody will really hear about. And that's what is this the story about Dr. Williams is. And he is a plastic surgeon that is very much interested in saving faces, because when he saves faces, he finds he saves lives. Now, he trained with a Taiwanese mentor on a medical mission in Vietnam, and he said that he was astounded by the crowd that greeted them in one village when he was there. There were 200 mothers waiting with their children. Every one of them had cleft lips or palates, and the women just were mobbing him, begging for help as he walked into the local hospital. He said they were so desperate, it was as if they were in a sinking ship, and he said we were a lifeboat passing by. Now, there was more than one surgeon there, and they could operate only on 25 to 30 children during their three-day stay. So there were those mothers that were turned away. And you have to understand, in their cultures, that physical disfigurement means the girls will never, ever have husbands, would never be able to have a life, and the boys would only be able to work at the most menial of jobs and would be literally treated like animals in their cultures. And he said when they had to turn some of them away, or many of them away, it was absolutely devastating to him when this occurred. And he said he left Vietnam after those 3 days, but he made a determination that he was going to go back. Now, never in his wildest dreams had he thought he was going to end up traveling around the world doing plastic surgery. He's a volunteer surgeon. He doesn't get paid for this. However, after that experience, he said, I thought I'd help these children for a couple of years and get it out of my system. But that was more than 5 years ago. And Dr. Geoff Williams is 53. He works full-time correcting facial deformities in 12 different countries, including Mexico, Tanzania, Pakistan, India, the Philippines, and Taiwan. He has performed almost 1,000 operations, and most of them have evolved since he started his own International Children's Surgical Foundation, and this is their website, icsfoundation.org. And he has absolutely no plans on stopping what he's doing. And his work, he said, literally changes lives. There was a Peruvian-born Danette Oliveira who was diagnosed as an infant with facial fibrolipomatosis. And this is a very, very unique deformity. Now, Danette went under very painful treatment that was totally ineffective. And, of course, in her cultural environment, she became very depressed because people would do nothing but stare at her and insult her. She stopped going to school. She just stayed at home. She said that she was just living a nightmare that had been her entire life. Well, at the 19 years of age, Danette crossed paths with Dr. Williams. And a year later, Danette's now 20, Danette said, I'm a different person. I'm very happy. Now, the side of this that a lot of people aren't aware of is that Dr. Geoff Williams could very easily be making well over $1 million a year doing what? Facelifts. Doing all kinds of plastic surgery in the United States. And there was a point when a friend who found out he was doing all this volunteer work just said to him, you know what, you're throwing away your career. You can't change the world by what you're doing. But Dr. Williams said he was never really motivated by money. When he was earning $200,000 a year as a professor at a teaching hospital in Galveston, Texas, he made sure he lived in an apartment that only cost him about $250 a month, and he saved most of his savings. Now, at this time, he's traveling most of the time. He's still a single man, and he has a family in Boise that he stays with and visits with between the missions that he takes. And he said, I'm just one of these guys, having a fancy wardrobe, having a fancy car, this isn't important to me. But he's doing more than that. Dr. Williams is teaching other doctors how they can do what he does, the sophistication and the finesse of plastic surgery. He said the Vietnamese mothers drilled something into him, and that is that their children suffer terribly from this disfiguration. And he said their suffering can be alleviated, and it's not just by me. So Dr. Williams said he has a legacy that he wants to leave, and that legacy is that he helps to empower doctors and that they will empower other doctors. So the work will grow. And he said, to date, this work has mushroomed into something larger than any one person can do alone. And that is significant. One person can make a difference. If you stop and think about it, if you wanted to have a legacy, what would that be? What is it that you could pass on to other people? Maybe you're really skilled with dealing with the out-of-doors, and you could work for the Boy Scouts groups or, you know, any of these wonderful kids groups, teaching young people how to survive out in the woods or what to do, maybe teaching kids how to clean a house or how to do the right kind of babysitting or working with machinery. There's just so many things. Every one of us is talented. So how do you pass it along? You pass it along by teaching. And my hat is off to Dr. Williams because I think he is doing what most people should do at one time in their lives. And fortunately, he's not waiting until he's 95. He's doing it as a relatively young man. And I think that this is very, very good. But he's working. He's doing what he loves. He's founded the foundation. And again, if you'd like to go check it out, it's icsfoundation.org. icsfoundation.org. But he's also very wise because he said, I've got to pass this on. If it's not passed on, how will it be remembered? That is very important. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call. This is an open mic day. My guest is going to be rescheduled for next month. 877-876-5227. If you have a question, a challenge that you would like to have some insight on, give me a buzz. 888-815-9756, and I will be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Coincidence, synchronicity, all of these things I think are very, very fascinating to watch in life. And I'm sure that you've had experiences of your own where you say, I don't know how this worked out, but I was looking for X, Y, Z, and for some reason, Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, I decide that I'm going to go down a street I've never gone before, and there sitting out on the sidewalk is X, Y, Z. Who would have thought I would have even done that? Those kinds of coincidences are really fascinating. And I want to share with you a story by Nancy Portz. She's out of New York. And this is a very personal story. And she said this really meant a lot to her. And I know there are those of you listening that have had experiences of your own. Nancy said she could very clearly remember her childhood days. She said she was reminiscing about them because she was spending time with her aging father and his memory was going away. She said, I would talk to him about the happy days we had. She had four brothers, three sisters. She said we had this house that we just absolutely loved as a family. It was this huge, huge place, and it was at 244 Robinson Street. She said we had big family dinners. Everybody was welcome. We had a habit of singing around the table. And my dad had a very special song for Mom. And it was called Moonlight Becomes You So. And Dad would sing to Mom, and he'd try to imitate Bing Crosby, the crooner. And, of course, the family just loved it. It was a tradition. This is what Mom and Dad would do. And she said, during the last 5 years of my dad's life, Alzheimer's took all of my dad's memory. He couldn't remember any of his eight children. He couldn't remember his wife of 52 years and couldn't remember any of the memories that we shared around our table in that wonderful home at 244 Robinson Street. Now, she said, when my dad passed away, it was very hard on me, but she said, to console myself, I would imagine him just singing, you know, this wonderful song, Moonlight Becomes You So, and doing a good, you know, Bing Crosby imitation. And I'd feel good after this. She said, well, after the funeral for my dad, the whole family was there. Everybody was so sad, and we just couldn't lighten up at all. It was just not a happy time. And she said, I went into the kitchen to get away for everything for a minute because it was really getting to me. And there was a clock radio, she said, was sitting out on the kitchen counter. And she decided that maybe she should turn on some music and that would cause a shift in her feelings. She flipped on the radio. And yet when she did this, she was thinking to herself that only a miracle would make her feel even the slightest bit better. At that moment, a song began to play. The song was "Moonlight Becomes You So," and it was Bing Crosby singing. Well, what did she do? She runs into the living room where everybody was and grabs her mom, calls to her brothers and sisters, said, "You've got to come in here. You're never going to believe what I'm listening to." They all followed her into the kitchen, thinking she was a little wacky, and they couldn't believe what they were hearing. For the first time, she said, in weeks, she saw a smile on her mother's face, and she asked her, "How often, Mom, do you hear that Bing Crosby song on the radio?" And her mother was just amazed. She just shook her head. She couldn't even talk. And then she said, "I looked at the time on the clock face. It read 2:44 p.m. Their home address, 244 Robinson Street. She said that clock remained that way throughout the entire song, all 3 minutes, before it changed its time. Got a few goosebumps? I'm telling you, life is amazing. And it's almost as if her dad was saying, "I'm with you. Don't give up on me. I haven't gone away. I've just changed my form, but I'm still here." Love is an amazing thing. And I'll tell you, with all the people I've talked to, the thousands and thousands over the years, there are many stories like that, but I couldn't pass it up. Nancy, thank you so much. Donna Sebo here. We have an open mic hour. And if you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, I want to let you know tomorrow we're going to have a fascinating man, Dr. Dayton Alverson. This is a man that has written a book, Race to the Sea. His life, fascinating. This is his autobiography. This is a man of mature years, but he has stories to tell that are absolutely phenomenal. And I think it's important to share people's stories because so much of what they've experienced, none of us are going to be experiencing in our lifetimes. They lived in a time frame and in a world that's very different, but he was a marine biologist. So what he saw then, many years ago as a young man, and as he evolved in marine biology, working with fisheries up in Alaska, etc., we're going to be hearing his stories about what he has seen changing and what we need to be aware of today and what we are coping with today with the world's oceans. So I think you'll find him quite an interesting man. Next week, we're going to be talking about Chinese medicine. That's right. We're going to be discussing a patient's guide to Chinese medicine. Joel is going to be my guest. Boy, has he got a lot to share with us. And then we're going to be talking about how a complaint is a gift, Janelle Barlow, and Teresa Tapp. Yes, the lady that keeps us trim and sassy and smiling all the time when we're doing it. Then we're going to be talking with Carol Brody Fleet, Widows Wear Stilettos. That is outstanding. And then a very special guest, Betty Tisdale, is going to be on with me in a week. Betty Tisdale has been working with orphans over in Vietnam. This is a woman in her 80s, and she will just have gotten back from Vietnam. Betty's been a guest on my show before, and her stories are amazing. Her work with children is just fabulous. So we have a great lineup next week, and I want you to tell your friends, and if you have a chance to listen in, please do so. Donna Sebo here. I want to give you again the number, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you want to call me during this open mic day and let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. I want to share with you some information during the show also about nutrition. Now, yesterday I was talking to you about the mushroom, and I told you there was a fabulous mushroom soup recipe that you could fix, heart healthy. Terrific. So I'm going to be sharing that with you today. But before we will evolve away from break, I want to give you something about bananas. Now, this was sent to me by Carol, and she said, "I never knew that there was so much in a banana." And many people, especially if they're dieting or whatever, they'll say, "Oh, my goodness, this is a starchy fruit. I don't want to have it because of the calories." Give me a break. You're getting a lot of nutrition in that little yellow package. So Carol sent this to me, and I thought, this is really good information, and I would share it with you. Now, bananas contain natural sugars. There's three of them, sucrose, fructose, and glucose. They're all natural, folks. This is what Mother Nature puts in it. And it also has fiber. So it's very good if you want some energy and you just want to get it right away. Your body will utilize that very quickly. Also, they say two bananas, research has been done on this. If you eat two bananas, it provides your body with enough energy so you could work out for 90 minutes and your body would be able to handle that workout without feeling depleted. Just two bananas, that's all you need. And they say with athletes, the athletes have been trained to understand this, and so they take that as their primary fruit whenever they're out working out. It's something they can eat. It's not going to cause problems with them, and they're going to be able to do whatever they need to do. It's great, especially if you're in competition of any kind. But it is also something where they have found in their research that the bananas contain tryptophan. That's right. And what is that? It's a type of protein that the body converts into serotonin that enables a person to relax, improve your mood, and generally you're going to feel a lot better. So if you suffer from PMS, eat a banana. It has vitamin B6 in it, and it regulates blood glucose levels, which affect the mood. If you are anemic, it's high in iron. It stimulates the production of hemoglobin in the blood, helps if you have a tendency towards anemia. Blood pressure, it's high in potassium, low in salt, great. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration just allowed the banana industry to be able to make the claim that the fruit helps the body to reduce the risk of blood pressure and stroke. Brain power, they did a study with 200 students at Twickenham Middlesex School in England, and they were told to eat bananas at breakfast, break, and lunch to boost their brain power. Through their research, they found that the potassium-packed banana assisted those students by making them more alert. Hangovers? Hey, make a banana milkshake, sweeten it up with honey. It calms the stomach, and with the honey, it builds up depleted sugar blood levels. I should reverse those words, blood sugar levels, while the milk in the banana milkshake soothes and rehydrates your system. Heartburn, natural antacid. Morning sickness keeps blood sugar levels up, and you avoid morning sickness. Do you know it's even good for mosquito bites? I'm not kidding you. This is the truth. Take and rub a mosquito bite with the inside of a banana skin. It seems to reduce irritation. High in B vitamins. I mean, there's just so many wonderful, wonderful facts about that yellow fruit that is. Do you have any memory of a Chiquita banana doing her little dance and talking about this wonderful fruit? It is really worth it. So just know, good food, good nutrition goes a long way to making your life not only much more comfortable, but why not take care of the chassis that you've got? It's worth it. Now, as I said, I've got this wonderful recipe that I'll be sharing with you later on regarding mushrooms. And I've got the horoscope. Ah, yes, I'm going to get to that today. We're going to get more of that. We'll be talking about Leo and Virgo and Capricorn. If we have the time, Aquarius and Pisces. But if you want to talk to me today, phone lines are open, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Those are the two toll-free lines. All you have to do is give me a buzz. Also, don't forget that I am going to be at the Northwest Women's Show. We're going to be having the stage, Donna Sebo Show on bbsradio.com. We're going to be live right there interviewing five powerful women. And that's March 27th and then the 28th and 29th. That's a power-packed weekend. Pack up, ladies. Put this on your calendars. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, you don't want to miss this. I've participated in this event for years now, and I just love it. And the women that are in there are just dynamic. But the Donna Sebo Show, we're going to be interviewing women that are local to the Pacific Northwest, that know about money, know about education, know about how to stay sassy and happy and well. And we just have got so many different topics, including relationships, how to make things work when they are just going to, you know, where in a handbasket. So, anyway, that is at the Quest Field. Go to northwestwomenshow.com, and you will find all the information you need. And don't forget, I'm in booth 406. Stop by and say hello. I'll have scads of books. But not only that, I'm going to be doing mini sessions for people as well. Hey, we've got to take a break. We're going to be taking a break for just a couple of minutes here. When we come back, I'm going to give you your spring horoscope. Don't go away.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you, with 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Questfield Events Center. Show information at nwwomensshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill, you'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone numbers to call in to 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. All I need is your first name or your initial, and after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. By the way, being up here in Alaska at this time, the Iditarod is going on, and that is one of the most strenuous races in the world, if not the most strenuous race in the world. And men and women both compete. And I have in front of me a photo of a woman. Her name is Yoshida. And Nancy Yoshida was running her dogs in this race. And she just hit a notorious dip called the Happy River Gorge, and everything went bad. Her sled that she was running with her dogs jammed into an area and just totally split. She lost one of her dogs. This is something, if you've never investigated the Iditarod, you really should, because it is a phenomenal, phenomenal event, and these people train for years with their animals to be able to do it, and it's so rigorous and actually quite dangerous. It's amazing. They've got about 2,000 volunteers that are at strategic points throughout the race, veterinarians, people from all walks of life. People come in from out of state to be able to volunteer and to assist those that are participating in the race. And my goodness, I think of how this originated because of vaccine being rushed from Anchorage back to Nome, and the tremendous story that goes with that. And it's then today to have this going on and to know that these people are encountering these deadly experiences out there. it really is something. When I was in Fairbanks, I listened to the story of Susan Butcher, who was a woman who participated in 18 Iditarods, and I believe she won about 4 of them. But this is a woman who, on her own, came up into the far north and put herself 150 miles away from civilization, to had 2 dogs with her, taught herself how to live out in the wild, how to hunt, and also to raise these dogs so that they could be good sled dogs. And this woman's accomplishments are just absolutely amazing. So if you want to find out about someone that's walked a walk of experience, and again, she passed away from leukemia, I believe it was in 2006. Quite a woman. I met her husband on a flight, and I was just amazed at what it took to take care of as many dogs as they had to have to participate in this phenomenal event that's held every year. Check it out. The Iditarod is absolutely amazing. You will sometimes wonder if people are a little bit crazy because they decide to participate in this. And you may think they are, but it's more than anything else. I think a challenge. Do they have what it takes to survive? Would they be able to do what people in the past had done? And it's a challenge. Male or female, you really have to work hard to get to it. So it's a fascinating thing, and it's going on right now. So you might want to check it out on the internet. Okay, I promised you guys that I would tell you what your horoscope is. Now, we've gone through a number of signs, but we haven't touched on Leo, Virgo, Capricorn, Aquarius, or Pisces. And of course, this is just light stuff for astrology things, and it's going to be covering this month, April and May, and here is how it's going to go for those of you born under the sign of Leo. Hey, money matters. Money, 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 money. You like to have money, and you like to spend it, but you know what? You're becoming pretty good at finding bargains, those of you under the sign of Leo, and you know you don't want to ever look shabby. You want to make sure that you look good wherever you go, whatever you do. And you're going to be able to find some absolutely marvelous bargains. Your shopping savvy is going to come to your aid. And this is the time for you to really look at how you want to present yourself so that you can do it the way you want to do it and save money at the same time. Now, in April, a lot of activities going on at home. And also, when whatever work that you're involved with, especially after the 9th of April. But you've got the energy. You just have this dynamic drive within you that when you take care of yourself really is in high gear. So don't be surprised if people are wanting to hand you more responsibility so that you can get more recognition for what you do. So don't complain. Always give it your best, and you are going to have good results. And in May, well, you are just going to find your energy is flowing through. You are going to find your enthusiasm is contagious. People are going to want you to be involved in their activities, in whatever they feel like you might significantly contribute to, and that is good. New friends. You're going to be able to make new friends during the month of May, and old friends, you're going to cherish them and make sure that you keep in touch. And that's for under the sign of Leo. For those of you born under the sign of Vertigo, March partnerships. This is a good month. Interacting with people, forming alliances, whether it's business or personal, this is the time that you're going to have the support that you need, and you're going to find that all those people that are so supportive of you, it's just going to reinforce your confidence, and you are going to find, especially when it comes to business, that you will have things fall into place the way you want. And you're taking time to take care of yourself, which is good. Now, in April, you're going to find that you're even going to be more interested in your own wellness. You are going to be very thoughtful about how you take care of yourself, because you know that if you're going to be effective in business and or personal relationships, if you don't take care of you, nobody else is going to do it. So you are going to be very attentive to yourself. And in May, my goodness, you are going to be looking forward to travel. You're going to be looking forward to having your finances in a patterning that you really want. So those of you under the sign of Virgo, you really have got a lot going for you, but you just have to go with the flow. You need to be responsive and aware of what you can do for yourselves. Those born under the sign of Capricorn, month of March, lots of good things that are happening to you, and you are finding that you're becoming more aware of what you really want and what you don't want. And you're taking time during this month of March to do some analysis. Instead of listening to everybody around you or for asking for opinions, you're going to say, I've gotten enough of other people's opinions. What is it that really is most meaningful to me? And you are going to find that you want to expand your circle of friends. Now, in April, so much going on. For that special person in your life, you're going to want to spend some more time, special time, doing special things. And also, you're going to have an opportunity to do more travel than what you expect, and a lot of it is going to actually have some fun in it. You're not going to be working. Capricorns are known for being those little goatish workhorses, if you will. And in May, you are going to find spending time with family, friends is absolutely important, and success is really going to be moving with you because you are going to be ready to take on that new position of success. And whatever you're shifting into, you just accept that you're just going to have nothing but the best, and it works for you. Those under the sign of Aquarius during the month of March, anything. That's right, we're into Aquarians. We've only got two more signs, Aquarius and Pisces. Then we're all covered for all 12 signs of the zodiac. Now, for those of you under the sign of Aquarius, anything that is related to work, anything that you're putting your mind to, education, whatever, related to this, it is going to be in right timing. Money matters will benefit. You are going to find that all of the upheavals that you have been going through the past few years, they're leveling out, and it is going to be a straight playing field for you. Now, in April, there is time where you're going to want to give to yourself that spiritual centeredness that for you is going to be so significant. You are really going to be thinking through on things. What are the value? What do you want to give your time, effort, and energy to? Humanitarian interests may also be something that you want to give attention to. And you're going to be down to earth with all of this. You're not going to be off in la-la land. You're really going to be dealing with the practical side of life. And in May, you're going to start finding that these dreams that maybe you've put on the back burner because you didn't think you had the opportunity to really make them happen, you're going to start popping and bubbling back up to the surface, and you're going to find that this is a good time to look at those dreams and to say, am I willing to put the time, effort, and energy into them to getting them realized? If you're willing to do what it takes, you're going to be surprised at how things work out for you. Now, last but not least are those under the sign of Pisces. You are going to find the month of March, you're a bit antsy. In fact, it's as if you're almost anxious for the month of March to pass by, because you really get this sense that after March, you're entering into some big, bold changes, and you really want to move forward in a career direction. Well, you're not all wrong about that sense. In April, you're going to find that you are really, really in a sense of rhythm. You've got things going for you. You're not afraid to tackle it. Spring is just really a cracking open of a shell that maybe you've had around yourself that you've wanted to get rid of for a long time, and getting rid of fears. It's great. That leads you into May, and you're going to do a superb job at marketing yourself, which is marvelous. Also, your intuition is going to be working overtime. So pay attention. Pay attention to your dreams, pay attention to that sensory system that you have within yourself and how it's working. And I think you're going to find that not only are you going to be in the right place at the right time, but you're also going to know who to spend time with and who not to spend time with. And you are going to be really willing to work and give the very best. Well, that covers all of the signs of the zodiac for those of you that have been listening, so I will just leave it there. And we're going to be going to a break in about a minute, so I want to say telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians and or anyone else, it's not just Canadians, it's anyone else in the world, 888-815-9756. U.S., wherever. You can call in on that number toll-free. And let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And we're going to be coming back in just a few seconds, and we'll have more good things to share with you, including a wonderful, wonderful soup. If it's something you know, here it's still cold, my goodness. Well, warming up today up here in Fairbanks, Alaska, but hey, those temps can change just in a split second and drop into the real low. So it's a real good time of the year for soups, and if you're trying to trim off some excess pounds maybe that you've built up during the winter months, This is a great recipe. Tastes good, too. So have that pad of paper and pen handy. When we come back, I will give you a recipe that is from a Polish tradition that I think you'll find quite interesting. Not only is it interesting, but it's also good. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back in just a moment. Give me a call if you want to chat. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you. With 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Quest Field Event Center. Show information at nwwomensshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227-888-815-9756. Now, those of you that are listening to the show for in the Pacific Northwest, in Tacoma on April 25th, I'm going to be doing an all-day class, and it's called Mind Vision. We're going to be dealing with how we can power up and take charge of our environment, our space, so that we can be living more of a quality of life that we desire. And also we're going to be working with developing personal intuition. And believe me, it is a very much an individual experience for just about everybody. So this is something I'm looking forward to doing. You'll find information in my newsletter on my website, DelphiInternational.com, DelphiInternational.com. And go in there and you'll find out some details and there will be more information forthcoming. So that's going to be on April the 25th. Now, this is a recipe. I was talking about Dr. Mao and his research that he has done, and I'm looking forward to having him as a guest sometime in the future. But this is a recipe from one of his patients, and it was the patient's mother, and she lived to be 100 years old. She came from Poland and would celebrate during the holidays with what was called a clear broth borscht soup. Now, he modified this recipe by including mushrooms instead of just broth because porcini mushrooms are so good for wellness that he said it's not only tasty, but it's really good for your immune system. And he said the beet, which is a vegetable that Russians have long had as part of their diet, it has powerful antioxidants and nutrients that help protect you, not only against heart disease, birth defects, and cancer, but it's especially good if you need something for the colon. And the greens, the beet greens, they are power-packed with vitamins and minerals. Now, this is the recipe. This is all it takes. Very inexpensive to fix. It's two medium-sized bunches of beets with leaves. Two medium-sized bunches of beets with leaves. And you'll get the organic beets, too. I mean, it's all available. Two medium onions, three medium carrots, three stalks of celery, 2 to 3 garlic cloves, fresh garlic, and then 8 ounces of dried porcini mushrooms, 8 ounces of dried porcini mushrooms, 1 15-ounce can of tomato sauce, 1 tablespoon of powdered chicken bouillon, and then, of course, salt and pepper to taste. Now, this is what he recommends. Now, you may or may not have a juicer, but he said if you can peel your beets and push them through a juicer, I would say just scrub the beets and put them through. You can scrub them, and because the beets don't really have that much of a skin, put them through the juicer, and the juicer removes the skin. But if you do it along with the leaves, put your onions, your carrots, your celery, and garlic, and take the pulp out. And if you washed your beets thoroughly, this is just fine. You remove the pulp from the juicer, you put it in a skillet, and fill it with enough water to cover, and you simmer it for 20 minutes. And then you strain the liquid into a bowl and discard the pulp. And then you take the juice that you've made and mix it all together. Then what you're doing next, you take your mushrooms, put them in a skillet, and put just enough water to cover them. And you bring those mushrooms to a boil, it'll only take a minute, over medium heat, and cook them until tender. Now, he says it takes about 30 minutes. It may not take that long, but you just have to watch them because they will get very, very tender. And then he says take a slotted spoon and transfer the mushrooms to a cutting board, let them cool, and, you know, just chop them up really fine, and then return them back to the skillet. Now, you may not want to do that step. You may not want to cut them up. It's up to you. But then you add your beet mixture, the liquid that you've had on the side, the tomato sauce, and the bouillon. Put it all in, mix it all up, let it simmer for about 15 minutes, stirring it occasionally, and then put it into bowls and serve. And it is so nutritious. It is really good, but it also tastes good. Now, you can adapt this recipe if you want. You can use straight chicken bouillon, and there's all kinds out there that you can use that you want to add to it. But when you're putting in the whole vegetable and, you know, you juice, you take that pulp, you add the water to it, you're using the whole food. And that is just going to be power packed. You may want to try it with the greens, the beet greens, and then without the beet greens. Because the beet greens, again, are loaded with minerals. You know, many times people are not aware of how in areas of the country, like in the South, a lot of people, it was called the poor man's food, and it was just one of those things. People would eat collards, they'd eat your kale, they'd eat all of these delicious vegetables because they didn't have a lot of money. They might put a ham hock into it or whatever, and they learned how to cook it. Well, the fact is that those greens just absorb so much nutrition from the earth that they're in, they are just loaded with it. And as winter vegetable, for example, the kale, you have such a nutritious vegetable like the cabbage, it just does nothing but good things for you. But it is a matter of learning how to fix it. So this is a recipe that enables you to do that. Well, we're out of time. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow we'll be talking with a marine biologist. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. See you same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.